Hello, this is Ron Horshefsky, the Executive Director of Agility Orthopedics. I'm joined here today by Bob Lee. He is the Assistant Head Instructor and Third Degree Black Belt for Body Mind Systems in Stoneham, Massachusetts. Bob, I'd like to welcome you.
Thank you, Ron.
Bob, could you tell us a little bit about what Body Mind Systems is?
Body Mind Systems is a martial arts school. We've been in Stoneham for the past 10 years. We teach a range of martial arts, including Kung Fu, Tai Chi, weapons training, Taekwondo, Judo, Samurai Sword, and Aikido. A lot of what we do as a martial arts school is to use the movements to both physically feel healthy, you're learning self-defense, but on a mental level too, you're using the training and make your life more successful through that process of making yourself physically stronger. So a lot of mental development, a lot of mental training goes into a martial arts student as far as their development.
I noticed on your website, which by the way is wonderful, www.bodymindsystems.com, you describe on there that there's external and internal forms,
right,
or styles.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little about those? Like, what's the difference between the two?
Right. Styles like your karate, your taekwondo, we put those under a category called kung fu. Styles like your aikido, which is like your joint manipulation, or being able to use someone's energy against them. Styles like your kung fu forms, or many of your kung fu forms, where the physical development is very obvious to an outside layperson. You can see the physical strength, you can see a certain level of agility, coordination, power from how a person moves. Styles like your Bagua, your Tai Chi are more subtle. A lot of the controls are not as easy to see visibly. A lot of subtle movements with the middle body, the hips, footwork to generate a certain type of strength. At the same time, you're working a lot on your breathing. You're working a lot on things to help increase your circulation, range of motion through those forms. So the development from those styles of your Bagua and your Tai Chi are not so obvious or not so instantaneous to the layperson. So as a student learns these different styles of martial arts through the course of their training, they're getting different benefits, but they also can be applied to all sorts of other styles, and there's many styles of martial arts out there.
So there's three internal, there's three external styles that you teach at your school. There's a total of 8 different martial arts, though.
Yes.
One of them is considered to be 18 different weapons that you're trained with, and then another, the 8th one being the samurai sword, is
right.
That correct?
That's correct.
One of the quotes that I read from your website I really liked. It really kind of, it touched me in terms of allowing me to understand your approach. And I'm just going to read it. It says, "Self-defense against a person or two is relatively easy. Defending against nature," and then age is in quotations, "is not." And I've talked to you a bunch of times about martial arts, and you, the emphasis has never been on fighting as much as it is on kind of physical fitness and mental fitness. So
right.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
In a lot of cases when students come in, you know, unless they're in a particular line of work or, you know, have a particular lifestyle, you know, the actual likelihood of someone actually physically attacking you is probably not too great. A lot of your self-defense is the environmental awareness. It starts with a lot of physical awareness, personal awareness through the training, and that slowly starts to extend more to your external awareness. The confidence that you're developing as you go through training because you're getting challenged on a daily basis. You know, all that helps offset or defend yourself against possibility of being attacked, just like a random like physical attacker. Now, what people are always subject to on a daily basis, though, is, you know, age or aging is constantly around you. Obviously, environmental stress is always around you, whether it's financial, it could be work-related, relationship-related, and so forth. You've got the actual physical environment around you, you know, things that you eat, things that you're breathing in, things that you're exposed to over the course of your life. All those things are ongoing, and they're hard to offset for most people, or most people have a hard time offsetting those. So a lot of times over the years, they have different health issues. Could be joint issues, circulation issues, respiration, cardio issues, diseases, cancers, and so forth that crop up over time. But a lot of those are very preventable based on their lifestyle. So the martial arts, as we train students, we're educating them on how different forms and movements affect the body a certain way. How do these certain forms and movements either mitigate, prevent, or fix different injuries or health issues as they come up. So the whole point is trying to have people use the martial arts to feel better physically and mentally. Just this is a self-defense component, you know, if they're getting attacked. But they're trying to also protect themselves against age and so forth. So, you know, if you ask most people, I think if you asked them, you know, let's say you're a parent, do you want to be able to jump around with your kids, move around, keep up with them at age 60? Do you want to be able to play with your grandkids at age 80? You know, I don't think anyone would say no to that.
Sure.
But how many 60, 70, 80-year-olds, you know, are physically able to really move around very well? And, you know, you might, a lot of people in this country might say, well, not too many.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're going to find, if you look carefully enough, ones that practice physically, ones that maintain their range of motion through the years, you know, they're able to have that energy, they're able to have that physical ability to do the day-to-day activities that they're accustomed to.
One thing I'm surprised to hear is that there's so many mental benefits to martial arts. Can you tell me about those?
If people understand that there's a mind and a body, obviously both of those things are needed to go through life, you know, enjoyably. You obviously need your physical body to actually physically do things, work, sleep, eat, and so forth. And then there's the mind part. You know, if you see people that, you know, they might be suffering from an Alzheimer's or some sort of a disease that affects the mind, you know, obviously without the mind there, you know, it doesn't make a difference how healthy the body is. You need both working together to make your life more successful and enjoyable. But what it is that when you train the body, it has a certain effect on the mind, just like, or similar to, you talk to runners, for example, you know, they say they run or they physically move and they feel emotionally better afterwards. They feel like they've accomplished something. Maybe challenge themselves to a certain level when they go through their training. They feel mentally more confident that they've done something. All those principles are within the martial arts. What makes martial arts different than activities like running or sport, lifting weights, going to the gym, is that the range of motion is quite a bit greater. The flexibility and strength is combined in the movements. So the overall benefits or the overall movements is more natural for a human being. So there's less likely to get certain repetitive stress injuries. They're not limited based on age to just a certain activity for a certain time of their life. These are movements that they can do throughout the rest of their life as they go through their training.
Well, it's an interesting transition that we can make here at Agility Orthopedics with our patients who are treated by the orthopedic physicians or perhaps by our physical therapy that graduate from treatment with us, and they're able to come to a facility like yours to kind of take it to the next level.
Right. A lot of times when people come in, they have a pre-existing injury. It's not unusual for a person to have a knee injury from a sport, some sort of slip and fall, some sort of accident. Maybe their knee's been injured, they had surgery, maybe their spine's been affected, maybe they have bulging discs. Maybe they had a rotator cuff issue. A lot of the movements that we do, because there's a certain range of motion to the physical movement, we can target particular areas of the body, whether it's the knees, hips, ankles, spine, your neck, your elbow, your wrist joints, your shoulder joint. There's specific ranges of motion and specific movements that we can teach students to help, again, repair that area, strengthen that area, increase the flexibility in that area, increase the circulation in that area. So it's a very unique thing that what we teach, and it's not just me that teaches this information, but behind me is a number of instructors that teach me, who each of them have 30 years of experience teaching hundreds, thousands of individuals over the years. Some have physical therapy backgrounds, some have a chiropractic or a massage backgrounds. So they come in with a certain expertise in understanding of the human body that I can tap into to help address certain issues that come up with students' training. You know, I went to law school. I went to UMass Amherst for political science. I went straight to law school at UConn Law School, studied for law, passed the bar, ended up going down a slightly different road afterwards. But with the martial arts, there's a lot of information there. You're ultimately studying about yourself on a physical level, on a mental level. And then, you know, after a while, certain individuals, and something that I was mentored and kind of encouraged to do, was, all right, now that you have all that information, you know, what else can you do with that information? And so teaching is a next step to help process that information, pass that information on, take that information to a different level when you're trying to help other people utilize that information for their benefit.
So if I'm considering going to Body Mind Systems to, yes. to sign up for some classes, what should I expect?
There's two major roads that we actually offer. Body Mind Systems has the traditional martial arts training path, which is very physical. It's suited for someone that's, you know, obviously interested in going down that type of road. The self-defense is there. A lot of the body knowledge is there. And they can get a lot of development very quickly from that training. There's another path, there's another organization that we've set up that's related to what we do. It's called Human Harmonies. It's a separate entity, but right now we're very closely working together. The instructors that teach both programs have gone through both types of training. But what the Human Harmonies program is that there's individuals that are out there that are looking for range of motion, circulation, better health. A lot of times they understand Tai Chi to be something to be beneficial, and they come asking for that. But it's not just Tai Chi that we can teach them. It's also different stretching movements, breathing exercises, and so forth to help that individual have that health they're looking for or maintain their health or improve their health. But they're not necessarily ready, either based on physical ability, desire, or mental desire, to go down that martial arts road that's more the hardcore physical training that most people associate martial arts with. So when they come in, based on what they're looking for, we can refer them to one or the other track that's most appropriate for them based on what they're looking for and where they're at physically, and we can address what they're looking for through those separate trainings. I'm more focused on the regular martial arts training. So when a student comes in, they typically try a class. Next up would be sign up for a month, you know, go for 1 to 3 months in Armbinger's program. And after that, they usually have a lot of information to make a more informed decision as to whether or not they want to pursue the training more long-term, which is going down the path towards developing and training towards a black belt.
We have some sound clips from some training that that you did down the street. Let's listen to some of those.
Okay.
Okay, in this position here with your Kyuyomo, if you want to drop down and sink, you've got your front knee bent, your back leg straight. Keep trying to sink down. You want to get your thigh horizontal to the ground. A lot of times people have weak knees or an old knee injury. What happens is they need to strengthen the quads and strengthen their thighs to keep the muscles, ligaments, and tendons around the knee joint strong so they don't have injury in the future. From there, step, put another one in. All right, drop and sink. And on that back leg, you drop down low in that low position, you're also strengthening the ankles. A lot of times there's injuries or weaknesses in the ankles, and then as people get older, in their 30s or 40s or older, the body's getting weaker if they're not doing anything. And what happens is the same activity, maybe they're playing basketball, playing soccer, they're just walking, and the ankle gives out a twist on them. And what happens is, you know, what happens is that the ankles give out, then the knees torque out, and then they trash their knee as they move out of position. Just drop and sink. Or another moment, drop and sink. And stand.
Bob, tell me, where is your studio located?
We're at 263 Main Street in Stoneham. If people are familiar with Stoneham, Massachusetts, we're on the same side of the street as the Stop and Shop.
Okay.
Right next door to it.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Based on, you know, what I understand your patients to be here at Agility Orthopedics, for an individual that's gone through a surgery perhaps, they've gone through a level of physical therapy, sometimes they may need help maintaining those exercises, they may need help doing other things to increase their range of motion beyond a certain number of sessions. You know, I certainly welcome and invite people to come in, look at our training, because one long-term goal for people coming in is to have that long-term health that they hope to have for their life.
Mm-hmm.
And again, sometimes you may see that the therapy may go up to a certain point, at which point if an individual is looking for more, that's where we can come in and assist them with their goals. It's guided training. There's instructors teaching you, so you're not relying upon yourself strictly to go through what you need to go through, but you have people that can help encourage you, inspire you, teach you along the way and mentor you on what you can do to maintain your health and build upon that.
Great. A lot of people might not be aware of it, but Dr. Sherlin and Dr. Anderson have both been trained extensively in martial arts.
Yes.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us. Hopefully we'll continue to work as close together as we have, and you can take some of our patients and make them stronger and healthier people.
Ron, I appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk about what we do.